prison van surrounded by journalists taking away two Greek soldiers to prison. A court has ruled that they should be detained pending investigation into whether they were spying. The two men were arrested after straying across Greece's border with Turkey. Athens says they did so by accident. International relations expert Soli Özel of Istanbul's Kadarhas University says the Greek soldiers have become the latest victims of escalating bilateral tensions.
The border there is not really very clear-cut because it's in the forest and whatever, and you may actually mistakenly cross the border, and apparently both sides do it occasionally, maybe all the time. I have no idea. But whatever the situation is, the talks between Greece and Turkey will now include those two poor souls who were on the wrong side of the border, and they will probably be used against the eight who have asked for asylum.
The eight who've asked for asylum are Turkish soldiers, including senior officers who fled to Greece after the 2016 failed coup here. Ankara has been demanding their return to face charges of plotting the coup. But the Greek Constitutional Court has upheld the soldiers' asylum request. That row has already soured bilateral relations. Now, Athens is accusing Ankara of using the detained Greek soldiers as bargaining chips. Political scientist Cengiz Aktar says his latest development is further evidence that Turkey's flagging bid to join the European Union is reawakening old tensions with Greece.
Now, with the EU deal going completely down the drain, because Turkey won't become an EU member in a foreseeable future, if not ever. So there is no more check and balance that the future EU membership was providing in the difficult bilateral relations between the two countries. And this is new. So that opens very dangerous doors for the future.
Last month, Turkish and Greek patrol boats collided in the Aegean Sea near the contested Kardak-İma Islands. In 1996, the two countries went to the brink of war over these uninhabited islands. That close shave provided the impetus for cooler heads to prevail, ushering in a period of rapprochement. Shortly after, Turkey's EU bid was formally recognised by Brussels. But that's a dim, distant past. Now Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is adopting a more bellicose tone. He's speaking here about yet another incident.
Bu arada sanılmasın ki Kıbrıs açıklarındaki doğalgaz arama...
Let them not think that the search for natural gas in Cypriot waters and opportunistic initiatives relating to islands in the Aegean Sea have slipped our attention. The Greeks and Greek Cypriots would stop swaggering if they saw the Turkish military with its ships and warplanes approaching.
Turkish warships are currently preventing an Italian exploration ship from searching for gas in Greek Cypriot waters. Ankara says exploration can only proceed if both Turkish and Greek halves of the divided island agree. Despite the increasingly fiery rhetoric backed up by military muscle, diplomatic columnist Semih Adiz believes common sense will prevail.
Turkey and Greece, that will resolve it eventually for the sake of the greater interest. We're just around the corner from the tourism season opening. The stage for the dispute that we have now is slap in the middle of that. Both countries have no interest in ruining that. They're both in need of the income that comes from that. And no matter how much the rhetoric may mount, I think that eventually there will be a climb down on both sides.
One of Erdogan's top advisors declaring that Turkey will kill any Greek forces that threaten its territory. Such jingoistic rhetoric continues to dominate the media here, most of which is government-controlled. Turkey will hold presidential and general elections within a year, and political scientist Cengiz Aktar warns that Ankara's foreign policy is increasingly being dictated by electoral considerations.
This aggressive, muscle-flexing foreign policy feeds in the nationalist feelings and this sort of national unity is very functional for the regime, especially in view of the upcoming election. Very recently, a few weeks ago, the American ambassador in Athens, he said that anything can happen anytime, and he said we are very worried.
Turkish forces are already heavily engaged in Syria, fighting a Kurdish militia. But the head of the armed forces, Hulusi Akar, has announced that Turkey's military is more than capable of doing battle with Greece at the same time. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.